Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, the Miami Heat stink.
Good take.
That's it. They stink. Roster's cooked. Season's cooked. Crowder, they stink. Officially, they stink.
Season's cooked. Roster's okay. We need some more players, but they're not very good. They're not very good.
Yeah, I don't know. Yesterday was kind of – because, you know, you kind of always tell me that I fall in love with these guys, and I always have on, like, Heat glasses, Heat spectacles when I'm – or bifocals, as you called them yesterday, when you ripped the Pell for wearing glasses like it was 1922, which was very interesting.
That's all I can do.
But yesterday was kind of – I think it was it for me in terms of this roster moving forward. Like, I still think there's talent on the roster – and I still think Tyler Hero's talented. He's an all-star level player. I still think Bam Adebayo is an all-star level player. But Will Manso said something yesterday to us prior to the Knicks game where he said at this point, nobody should be untouchable. Yeah. Nobody should be labeled as untouchable on the Heat roster. And I didn't feel that way until last night. And I agree with that take from Will Manso. I agree with that sentiment. At this point, eight game losing streak at this point of the season, Tyler and Bam as your best players, and you're getting run off the floor three straight games already, having lost 5, 6, 7 straight. Nobody should be untouchable on this Heat team.
A couple of things. Number one, I can't believe the third quarter phenomenon is so consistent with this team. It outscored 41-15 in the third last night. But Solana, I'm curious, like, that's a pretty big picture take that you've settled on. And I'm wondering, like, what the difference is from, like, the eighth straight loss, from the seventh or the sixth straight loss, when all these issues have been the same. Is it just like now you, like, the blinders are off, now you finally seeing clear? Because, like, all the things that you're saying have been true for a long time here.
Yeah, I think it has to do with a couple things. First of all, and I wanted to get into this during 15 minutes of Heat, but whatever, right? Like, they suck. So here's the situation, in my opinion. There's no shame in losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers when you were shorthanded, as the Miami Heat were, on the road in Cleveland. And I know they blew the lead, and it was frustrating as hell. But truthfully, like, the Cavs are maybe the best team in the NBA this season, certainly have the best record. There's no shame in losing to them. The Heat aren't a better team, even if the Cavs are missing a piece or two. I go to the Celtics game. There's no shame in losing to the Boston Celtics, who are the defending champions, even if you hung with them for three quarters. The Heat aren't as talented. Like, those are realistic expectations. The Heat are not as talented as those two teams. But Appel, after the Jimmy trade, Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo were supposed to be the leaders of this team moving forward. They were supposed to be the two guys who were going to carry this team moving forward until the Heat were able to make some sort of trade in the offseason or start acquiring talent. And along with Andrew Wiggins, those three were supposed to be good enough, at the very least, to fight for a sixth seed. I'm not asking for title run. I'm asking for fight for a sixth seed so that you have a puncher's chance in a playoff series against the New York Knicks. And your record is 4-15 since the Jimmy trade. And at the worst possible time of the season, when you have a stretch of 9-10 at home, you get run off the floor by the Clippers, who are on the second night of a back-to-back without their leading scorer, Norman Powell, and without Kawhi Leonard, run off the floor. Then a 15-point fourth quarter against the Boston Celtics. Then you get run off the floor against the Memphis Grizzlies, who are without Ja Morant, without Ja. And now the New York Knicks, without Jalen Brunson, embarrass you, run you off the floor, make you look like you're the Wizards. At a certain point here, this isn't, hey, the Heat need time to figure this out. Reality just stuck us in the face. It slapped us in the face. This team, this build, is not good enough.
No, you used the right word, Solana. This team is shorthanded. When everyone's healthy, bring back your boy Jovic, because you love him to death. This team is shorthanded. I like it. 4-15 since Jimmy. Bam is a very good player. I've been saying it, and you get mad at me. Bam's very good. Tyler's very good. They're not built like, they're not great players defensively. And it goes back to the Celtics game. They can pull you in the mud and play strong defense and all of that. There's going to get to a point in the game where you got to score some damn points. You're going to have to get to 30 in a quarter. And they can't do it. And that's the problem. And that's where they're at, Solana. We're not shorthanded on a game-to-game, let's-figure-out basis. We're shorthanded for the season. That's what this roster is.
Yeah, and it's frustrating as hell, because even before Jimmy was traded, they won 10 games with Jimmy this year when he was available for the Heat. They won a lot more games without him this season than they did prior to him being traded. Like, where was that team that was fighting? Yesterday, two-point game, two-point lead for the Heat at halftime. They had a 12-0 lead, so you knew it was going to be close, right? Like, of course, the Heat go up double digits, bet the house on the other team. They have a two-point lead at halftime. Third quarter, 17-7 run by the Knicks. They have a 10-point lead halfway through the third. No big deal. Happens in the NBA. We were up 12. Mm-hmm. They came back. Happens in the league all the time. Bro, you've lost seven straight games. You're down 10 mid-third quarter. Buckle the hell up. Get back into the game. Give me a run to get back into the game. And guess what? They couldn't.
Who is going to give you that run?
Right. They couldn't. In a desperation game, all these games should be desperation games. You're getting embarrassed. To avoid eight straight losses and 10 games below 500 for the first time since your organization won 15 games, they needed a run, down 10, and they couldn't get it. The Knicks got the run. And then 45 to whatever it was, Appel, 19, you get outscored. Or
41-15.
Right, in the third quarter. The final 4 minutes, the Heat were only down 7 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Knicks blew them out of the water those final 4 minutes. At this point, you know, it's pretty – I love Tyler. I genuinely do. I love Tyler Hero. I think he's an all-star level player. I love Bam Adebayo. I think he's an all-star level player. But this is their chance here to prove that they can be the pillars of the organization. This is their chance to prove that they could be the 1-2 of the organization. This is their opportunity to prove that they can be the guys relied upon moving forward to be the guys that lead your organization, and look at what the results are. 8 straight losses, 3 consecutive by double digits to teams without major parts of their roster. I mean, at a certain point, even me, the biggest Heat homer on WQAM, is going to come on here at some point and say, yeah, this ain't cutting it, bruh.
Just quickly, because I was on a flight last night, and I'm on the red eye, and I'm sitting here watching this damn game on Delta. You see, Denver didn't have Joker or Murray.
Yeah, or Christian Brown.
And Aaron Gordon goes for 40?
Yeah.
Did you see Michael Porter Jr.'s bringing the ball down, talking trash and getting in fight? Like, that's what they Russell Westbrook had a triple-double last night, because that's what, like, the acquisition of talent is what wins games. And they end up beating the Golden State Warriors with Jimmy, with Steph Curry was healthy, and they ended up doing that. Talent is going to take over sooner or later, and the Heat roster is not as talented. And Solana, I know you love these guys, and they're great people, and I'll go to their, you know, Boys and Girls Club toy drives. They're not – no one in the league looks at the Heat and say, oh, man, I don't want to go down there and play those guys in Miami. It's just not –
well, they used to,
we're not
right?
built like that right
they,
now.
They used to.
They used to say yeah, it, but yeah. right now they don't.
I think Tracy Morgan – kind of fully encapsulated the state of the Heat.
we got the Tracy Morgan update, thank God, because I wanted to bring this up on the show. Like, we got the update I needed to have some fun at his expense, because he updated everybody on his Instagram page. I sent it to you guys. This is what he posted. Tracy Morgan, if you missed it yesterday, there was a massive stoppage in the game midway through the third quarter, like a 10-minute stoppage, and there was somebody on the court who was throwing up on the court, and then they had to get wheeled off, and it was Tracy Morgan, of all people, Tracy Morgan, and he posted a picture of him in the hospital bed. He has his phone on his chest with a Knicks logo on it, of course. He's hooked up to, like, all the heart monitor stuff. Thank you all for your concern. I'm doing okay now, and doctors say it was food poisoning. Appreciate my MSG family for taking such good care of me. And I need to shout out the crew that had to clean up. Appreciate you. More importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I throw up on the court, so maybe I'll have to break it out again during the playoffs. Hashtag go
Knicks.
A
lot of throw up.
No. He was projectile vomiting onto the floor. That's what the Heat did to Tracy Morgan. This guy was projectile vomiting everywhere.
That wasn't food poisoning.
Food poisoning. Okay. Okay.
That was drink poisoning, but no poison. Like, let's be honest. You had a good day, Tracy. Don't give me that.
I've been there before, right? Crowdy, wake up. You go to the beach. Maybe, you know, cup too many Four Locos, and then you're like, oh, I can make it courtside of the game. No problem. And you get to the game, vodka soda here, champagne there, and all of a sudden – Terry Rozier is dribbling 17 basketballs across the timeline.
Gets a little warm in the arena. Now the guys are running back and forth. You turn your head.
Is anybody else really sweaty all of a sudden?
Josh, I don't believe this food poisoning thing. I don't know about this.
Did anybody else eat the chicken tenders in the in the Doers Club?
What are the worst? It had me thinking, like, what are the worst places to puke publicly? Because obviously, like, everybody has a story, whether they've done it or they know somebody where, you know, they got drunk, they puked on a significant other or whatever, you know. But I'm talking about public places. Yesterday, Tracy Morgan.
Wait a minute. Puked on their significant other? Everyone has that story?
Well, I mean, you know.
I've never thrown up on my wife.
I was thrown up on girls for years.
I'm not saying me. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, it's happened. I've heard. It's happened. No, I didn't throw up on anybody. I got thrown up on. And I don't want to talk about it. But, bro, think about it like big, like, bro, Big picture.
Yeah,
Tracy Morgan
big picture.
Is sitting down courtside at Madison Square Garden for a Heat-Knicks game, and he threw up on the court. Like that might be the worst. That literally might be the worst place. I don't know. What about at a wedding? You're sitting on the aisle at a wedding.
Yeah, that's bad. But although, like, I feel like if you're at a wedding and you're sitting on the aisle and you could feel the throw up coming, I feel like that's one where you get up, right? Right. If not, yeah. I mean, making the bride and groom walk back down the aisle through vomit is honestly friendship ending worthy. And if it's family, cutting out of the family worthy.
No, man, my stomach just hurt. No. I can get to the bathroom.
That's a good Tracy Morgan. That's a good Tracy Morgan.
My stomach was hurt, man. I think he was isolated. As you see where he was sitting, there was no bathroom close to Tracy.
Well, he's courtside. I mean, just run through the tunnel. Yeah, he's courtside.
But there's a lot of play. Did you see where he was sitting? He was right by the scorer's table. He
was right by Kenny Albert.
He couldn't go right. He had to go left. Now he had to go to the corner of the court because he had to walk past all the people and now get into the tunnel. And, like, I just, you know, a couple too many. A worse play. Airplane.
Airplane is a good one.
It disgusts me when you know somebody's – when you have the little bag on the airplane.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to
– I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I think the worst place to throw up is the airplane.
I've sat next to somebody before on a flight who has used the bag to throw up. Honestly, a lot more depth in that bag than you would imagine. I mean, there was a lot of throw up in it. It wasn't even halfway full. It's like a magic bag.
And a lot more throw up in my bag, too, because I'm throwing up if you're throwing up.
Yeah,
Airplane's the worst place to throw up.
Ugh. Airport Pizza Hut. Personal pizzas at 7 in the morning before a flight to Colorado. Not the best idea in the world.
Yeah, that's definitely a questionable decision. I'm with you. Yeah. I've been on – it's why I won't fly Spirit anymore. I'm flying home from New Orleans. It's like an 11 o'clock at night flight, Spirit Airlines, flying back to Miami. And, you know, some people got off from Bourbon, went straight to the airport. They're hammered. Somebody drank too much, threw up, but the Spirit flight took off a little late, or it landed a little late, and then we had to quickly get on the airplane. They never, like, replenished the supplies for the flight attendants. So the flight attendant didn't have napkins, paper towels, and didn't have throw-up bags. So the person had to throw up on the ground, and there was nothing to clean up the throw-up for the entire two-hour ride. The entire two-hour flight. It was the most disgusting thing that that's ever happened to me in my entire life, other than getting thrown up on once. So,
Well, multiple times.
I've never flown Spirit ever again. Crowder, I'm sure you've seen this. At the club, on the dance floor, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Why didn't you assume that I've seen that at the club?
Duh.
On the dance floor.
Josh, I don't think you were in the club too much.
I've been a dare before.
I have seen the throw up on the ground. And then, but in the club, it's funny because people want to keep partying because they're drunk. So now they throw up sneaky and they act like it's not them. Mm-hmm. And man, let's let everybody know that you threw up, yeah. You nasty bastard.
Yeah, let's get you out of here. Okay, go home. Get yourself in an Uber. Pack it up. Go take two Advils, drink a water, and go to bed. All right, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. That night at Dare, I actually did end up throwing up, although I made it to the bathroom instead of in the actual area we were at. So, listen, some people can do it tactically, all right? And I'm one of them.
Told you, Solana. He's been to Dare.
Nobody that's ever wanted props for clubbing yells out, "I've been to Dare."
He's been to Dare, Solana.
Oh, my bad.
Leave Josh alone.
My bad.
The sign, it said I'm not so certain on it. It was great.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a bachelor party.
Appel in all caps. They come out shaking in the air.
Let me find this picture.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day. I want to get into that at some point. Oh. Chris Whittingham is going to join us. We're going to take a detour away from Tracy Morgan with quote-unquote food poisoning and the heat causing said food poisoning. We'll talk a little bit Inter Miami, some soccer in general. Crowder, of course, will flex his Maradona knowledge on the other side. We have a $50 gift card to give away today to Twin Peaks. We'll give that away later on the show. There's some Marlins stuff I want to get to today. Look at that. Appel holding up the sign. They brought out the bottle girls with the sparklers and everything. Yeah.
You've been to Dare. Not so certain on it. You ready to go take the glasses off too, boy? Appel, I thought it was on you that night.
Witty was there too, and Witty fell asleep on the couch at Dare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Witty runs out of energy. Hey, I've partied with Witty before. He runs out of energy.
Yeah, listen. His battery. That's all that matters.
He's a AAA battery. He needs to get more energy. He needs more power.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.